The fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother, holds several distinctions. First, as Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, it is the first commandment with a promise. And when you think about the Ten Commandments, you realize it is the only commandment with a promise. The second and third commandments have threats. The second commandment says we're to have no graven image, for it tells us God is a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate him. And the third commandment tells us to not take the name of the Lord in vain, that is, to not bear it lightly, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. But the only commandment that has a promise in the ten is number five, honor your father and your mother. Now this basically is a promise of God's blessing. It says that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Now that's Old Testament Hebrew code for God will be with you and bless you. And it's interesting how Paul changes that promise in the New Testament. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 3, when he quotes the commandment to children, he says, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. So he's not talking specifically about the land of Canaan anymore. All of a sudden, Paul is applying it to the whole earth. Now, long story short, the reason for that is that the land of Canaan in the Old Testament was a type or a picture of the whole earth in the New Testament. For what the Father promised to Christ and his people in Psalm chapter 2, in Psalm 110, and in many other places, was all nations and the ends of the earth. And that's exactly what Jesus is talking about in the Great Commission, where he declares that he now has all authority in heaven and earth by virtue of his death, burial, and resurrection and his coming ascension. And then he says to his disciples, make all the nations, make all of them my disciples. And then he promises, lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. This is this promise of blessing. So honoring your parents as God commands, it's the portal, it's the doorway, it's the gateway to God's blessing upon you, and specifically the blessing upon you in taking dominion of all the nations as disciples in furtherance of the kingdom of Christ. Now that's the first distinction. The second distinction of the fifth commandment is that it is the pivot point of the Decalogue. It's the pivot point of the Ten Commandments. The earliest commandments pertain to our duty to God. The fourth commandment, which is the commandment about the Sabbath, has to do with rejoicing before God, rejoicing with one another. And Jesus tells us in the New Testament that the Sabbath was made for man. Man was not made for the Sabbath was made for man. So you have a commandment here that has to do with basking in God's goodness, rejoicing before him, celebrating with one another. It's a commandment of blessing for us. And then in the fifth commandment, he starts pivoting toward our duties toward one another. In other words, what does it mean to love your neighbor as yourself? The pivot point is this one, when he says, honor your father and mother, and he gives the promise of blessing. So God is giving us a couple of different signals here that honoring our parents is a unique duty, and it is a pivotal duty. And when you think about it in the Bible, parental authority is the first human authority that we experience as God's children. And it is fundamental because God then uses our parents to bring us into the world to start with. In other words, this is God's own way of making new children, of making new images of his, by using parents to do it. So our duty of respect and honor and obedience to our parents is the passageway not only to blessing but to all other human authority. This is why you don't have separate commandments here in the Ten for honoring proper church authority or proper civil authority or proper workplace authority. They are all projected through the commandment to honor our first God-appointed human authorities, and that is our father and our mother. So subsumed within that duty is the duty of honoring all proper God-appointed authority. Now, our basic duty to our parents, as God tells us here, is to honor. Well, what does it mean to honor? Well, the first thing it means is when you're a child, it means to obey. Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then he quotes the fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother. The second thing honoring means is to follow and to imitate. Okay? Follow and imitate. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, Paul says to the Christians there, be imitators of God as dear children. That's the basic function of being a child, being an imitator. That's what it means to be an image. You don't simply reflect certain capacities that God has. You do what your image does in the mirror. You imitate. That's what we were meant to do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, Paul tells the Corinthians there, a very troubled church, he says, I have begotten you through the gospel. I'm kind of like a spiritual father to you because God used me preaching the gospel to make you his children. So I have begotten you through the gospel. And then this is what he says to the Corinthians in chapter 11, verse 1. He sums it all up, what he wants them to do. He says, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. All right? So what does Paul as a father, what does Paul as a parent say to his children? Imitate me as I imitate Christ. Human life as images of God, where he uses parents to bring new children into the world and calls them to honor their parents, you have a cascade of imitation. This is your basic statement to your children, parents. You can say it verbally, but you should always be saying it behaviorally. Your basic message to your children at all times should be, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So the way we learn to imitate God our Father is by imitating our parents in the Lord. And when we are parents, we teach our children to imitate God their Father by saying to them, with Paul, imitate us just as we imitate Christ. The third thing that honoring parents means is to care for your parents when they are elderly and they need help. Your parents served you, your parents honored you by taking care of you, indeed celebrating you, when you were a baby and when you were coming up. And now, in their old age, you're to honor them, you're to serve them, you're to take care of them when they need it. Now, I want to sum this up by mentioning just two points that drive home the presence and also the wonder of God with regard to this very practical duty. Consider the fact that even if there had been no fall, if sin had never entered the world, if we lived in a perfect world unmarred by sin, God's primary way of disclosing himself to children would still begin with parents. This is not some second best way. This is not some get by way that entered the world when sin entered the world. This was God's own way had sin never entered the world. Consider the fact that when God sent his perfect Son into the world, he did not teach him and raise him up by some kind of mysterious Vulcan mind meld going on between the Father and his Son, Jesus. He took his perfect Son and he gave them to parents. He gave them to godly parents, but he gave them to imperfect parents in this fallen world. This is not some second best way. This is God's way, and it continues to be God's way to bring his children into the world and to bring them up to be his children. This was his way of bringing up his own sinless and perfect Son. So let us not only shoulder our duties, let us also wonder at the great things that God is doing through these things that seem to us to be very mundane. A lot of times our failure to be able to maintain the wonder and the joy of God in that which is obviously spiritual or holy traces back to the fact that we lose the glory and the wonder of God in the mundane, because it's there. It's in all of it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.